troops had hard marching before in this campaign, but this was the worst. The roads were muddy, and when they got in the town of Gettysburg, the mud must have been 4 inches deep. The fight had already commenced west of the town when the 153rd entered Gettysburg from Emmitsburg Pike. Along this pike, they met 1,000 or more citizens fleeing from their homes as from the wrath to come. As the troops entered Gettysburg, David noticed the town was literally deserted except for a few well-dressed ladies. David made an entry in his diary later about their kindness.
July 1, 1883. I will not forget the ladies of the town. They stood along the sidewalks with buckets of water, doing all they could for the men. God bless them. Chunky and our band played as we entered the town. He tipped his hat to me as they performed. Cannons were booming and musketry rattling, while wounded were being brought back through the town. By all appearances, the hell was on.
The men in small groups advanced up the street from the pike towards the town square. Standing near the middle of the street, amid all the bursting shells, was a young girl. She was handing out water in a tin dipper. She was taking it from a tub which her father, a man of about 50, kept filling with buckets carried from his house nearby. These were the last two citizens in sight. It is not difficult to imagine what an attraction this spot was for the soldiers, especially for the younger ones. The young bucks were as eager for the sight of a pretty girl as for the refreshing water she dipped with an almost provoking impartiality. She wore a white dress and an apron with a bib representing the stars and stripes. This was a style much worn by the patriotic ladies of the time. Then David, in his due turn, got a drink from the dipper lifted by those brave young hands. He said to the girl,
"This is no place for you."
The young lady smiled and tried to be heard above the shelling as she answered him.
"Oh, it's all right, I think,"
was her reply. After the war, in his magnificent speech at Nazareth in May 1909, General Howard related an incident of a girl who waved a flag to the soldiers and gave out fresh water in the streets of Gettysburg where the bullets and the shells were flying thick. He must have referred to the same girl. There can, at any rate, be no more fitting tribute to this girl's memory than the words of General Howard.
"She was very brave. She gave us a great cheer."
As soon as they got clear of the town, they received another reception. But this was in the shape of solid shot, shells, and everything that could be shot out of a cannon. The officers tried to calm the men while shouting the command,
"Forward, double quick, men."
As they led them towards the big red barn of the almshouse, the almshouse was a house built originally by a charitable person or organization for poor people to live in. Money or services were donated by the community to support the poor and indigent. At a later date, David made a note about it.
The shells were coming pretty thick as we made our way towards a big red barn. Some were going over us and some did not quite reach us. A shell exploded right over the column and every man dodged for the instant. We had a little fellow in the company who threw himself on the grass, and while I was looking at him and laughing and not paying attention to my foot, the foot on the game leg struck a big stone and I fell stretching about a rod before I got down. The ranks opened and allowed me all the room I needed, and I have no doubt they thought I was the first man killed. When I got on my feet again, I was alongside of Captain Howell of Company D, and as our guns were not loaded, I proceeded to load mine when the captain gave the command to load, and it passed along the column.
All of the soldiers got to the barn without the loss of a man. There, they formed the battalion in mass, and the major addressed the regiment.
Men, we were a 9 months regiment, and our time has expired on the 22nd of June.
The major told the men their time was up, and if there was a man in the ranks who did not wish to go into battle, he should step out. Then he went on to say,
"It is no disgrace, but that the enemy is in our native state, and that the people of Pennsylvania look to us for relief. And that is our duty, to protect our homes."
But before his speech was ended, an order came for two companies for the skirmish line. Companies A and B were detailed, then the major concluded his address. The men gave three cheers and not a man stepped out of the ranks. The bugle sounded the advance, and David followed the skirmish line by battalion en masse.